Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Diego, California. Zscaler is reporting about new Android malware that disguises itself as a Google Chrome update. This, of course, makes it rather attractive and likely to be installed to make things even more likely to work for the attacker here. They're using domain names like google-update16.pw and the like. So the domain names are somewhat impersonating a legitimate Google update site. The application then will ask for admin privileges, which makes it also difficult to uninstall. Actually, according to Zscaler, the only way you uninstall it is by doing a factory reset of the phone, which of course will also erase all your data. The application does have the standard mobile malware features. It can, for example, collect call logs, browser history, banking information, and will send all of the data back to a command and control server, also via SMS to a phone number in Russia. Not sure what antivirus coverage is like for this particular application, but if your antivirus doesn't stop its install, this particular malware will also disable a number of commonly used antivirus programs. And sticking with Google here for a moment, we also got from Google updates for Android. This particular update does fix 41 security flaws, 11 of which are rated critical. The critical security flaws, again, do include a fix for a vulnerability in Media Server. There is also an elevation of privilege vulnerability in Qualcomm's Wi-Fi driver. Elevation of privilege usually doesn't mean that it's sort of remotely executing code. So this is not as severe as some of the other Wi-Fi or Bluetooth problems we have seen in the past. A bunch of additional privilege escalation vulnerabilities that are being patched here. Most of them are rated high, some of them in the Wi-Fi driver, but also in other components on the phone. If you're using one of Google's Nexus phones, you should have this particular update available for users of other third-party Android devices. You may have to wait for your particular vendor to release an update that will work with your phone. And as part of Google's monthly patches, we also get the legitimate update for Chrome that does fix 9 vulnerabilities in Google's browser. The highest rating here is high. No critical vulnerabilities are being patched this round. And Brian Krebs is reporting that the Pwnt list got compromised. Now, the Pwnt list is a website that essentially collects credentials that are being leaked on various sources. And for a fee, companies can sign up to this particular service and then get data relating to their domain names. Now, in order to do so, companies have to authenticate that they are actually responsible for a particular domain name. This works the way usual sort of domain authentication works, that they will send an email to an email address associated with this particular domain. Sadly, they leave some of the checking here up to the client. In the final submission of the form where you're authenticating yourself, the attacker is able to change the domain name and with that essentially validate the identity for any kind of domain, not just for a domain for which the email address this particular verification link is sent to is responsible for. The tricky part here is that, of course, the information that Pwnt list will give you access to is collected from public sites. These are breaches that were, for example, posted to Pastebin and such, but it will include usernames, usually email addresses, and passwords in the clear as much as they were found on these sites. Of course, if only hashes were posted to their respective sites, then only hashes will be available. So overall, the scope may be a little bit limited. With some good Google Foo or so, you may be able to collect similar information yourself. yourself. But of course, this site makes it rather convenient to do so. They also, according to Brian Krebs, did take a while to actually acknowledge the severity of this particular problem. Now, in response to this particular issue, the company behind Pwntlist, InfoArmor, decided to actually decommission the site, and it will shut down mid-May. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.